This is a Get Skilled episode where you put your knowledge into action. In this episode, you are going to get skilled on how to set your financial goals with an easy five-step framework that I developed and I name Financial Goals 101. Ready?
This is the Say Yes to Fire Show. And now, join the conversation with Susanna Say Yes as she takes you on a mind-opening journey into the daunting world of financial independence and retiring early. We interview guests, we talk about stocks, crypto, and more. Streaming to the world and beyond. Your Mondays will never be the same. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Fire.
Hi there. Hola. ¿Qué tal? You're listening to the Financial Diaries of a Millennial on her way to financial independence and retiring early. That millennial is me, Susanna, your host. Do you want to retire early and be wealthy? If that is a sound yes, jump into this financial journey where we figure out together how to make your money work for you and not the other way around. Disclaimer, this is free financial education, guys. Not financial advice. Oh, don't forget to follow Say Yes to Fire on Instagram
and Twitter.
Let's dive right in. Saving money for a purchase is a tale as old as time. And whether you're a 10-year-old wanting a new toy, a teenager wanting a new car, or an adult seeking your first house, we all have experience trying to save up for something that right now is financially out of reach. Financial goals always sound overwhelming, but don't forget you can achieve them. In this episode, you are going to discover how to do it. Let's get skilled. I like to use the SMART method. S of specific, M of measurable, A of achievable, R of relevant, and T of timely. I learned it at work, actually, and now is my mantra. Remember, I always say I work smarter, not harder. This is also what I mean. I use the SMART framework, and you can do it too. Let me tell you how. First, you need to set a specific financial goal and then answer these questions. What is that you want to achieve? How long will it take? What are the steps to achieve it? And what are you willing to do to achieve it? And usually when it comes to money, this last question always rephrases to what are you willing to stop doing in order to achieve your goal? And here comes the tricky part. We are all humans with different personalities and ways of thinking. And what you want to achieve and what you are willing to stop doing to reach that goal is not going to be the same for you than for me. Even our timelines are probably going to be different. That is the reason why I took time to research financial personalities. In order to start making decisions about your money, you need personalized guidance. Quick note, I am not a financial advisor. I'm just presenting you with my research conclusions, and hopefully I'm helping you with your financial education. With that said, do you know what your financial personality is? If you don't, go to sayyestofire.com and on the landing page, scroll down and you will find a green button with free quiz on it. Because from now on, I'm going to tailor this episode to each personality. So let's meet the personalities. Welcome, protagonist. Hello, adventurer. Welcome, analytical protector. And last but not least, welcome, brilliantly ambitious. Just to give you a feeling of the number of people in each personality at a time, the prudently ambitious are the largest category, with over 50% of the population. Why? It is easy to guess. Just blend together the American dream or capitalism and the deficit of financial education in our educational systems. And boom, you have it. Prudently ambitious are born. Protagonists and analytical protector personalities are, on the other hand, pretty rare. And adventurers are the more riskier personality profile. If you want the full description of your personality, you can take the test. It is free. Let's continue. Financial Goals 101 framework has 5 steps. Step 1. Make it relevant. Figure out what matters to you. Put everything from the practical and depressing to the whimsical and distant on the table for inspection and weighting. For example, analytical protectors and prudently ambitious people tend to be more frugal with their lifestyles. And maybe what matters to them is saving a down payment for a home. And maybe it's less pressing to buy a newer and faster phone. I don't know. Protagonists and adventurers tend to be less frugal. But that is completely okay. Because maybe buying the new iPhone 12 is on top of the list. Because it helps them create amazing content for their biz. Or they just want to start their own business. And buying a house is not on their radar yet. Step 2. Make it timely. Sort out what's within reach. What will take a bit of time and which must be a part of your long-term strategy. Decide if your goal is short-term, mid-term, or long-term, and create a timeline for that goal. This may change at any time based on your situation and your personality. And usually, adventurer personalities focus more on the short-term and look to fulfill financial goals like going on an exotic trip, for example. Analytical protectors tend to focus on the longer term and setting financial goals like building up a profitable dividend-giving portfolio might be on top of their list on the long term. Protagonists and ambitiously prudent struggle with more defining the time frame of their financial goals. So let me give you some examples. For short-term financial goals, these tend to be narrow in scope, with a limited time horizon. Short-term goals can include purchasing household furniture, minor home improvements, saving for a car or a vacation, or paying for a graduate degree. Examples of mid-term financial goals include saving enough for a down payment on a house, paying off a hefty student loan, starting a business or starting a second career, paying for a wedding, stocking your youngster's prepared college fund, taking a dreamy vacation, or even a sabbatical. A key midterm goal would be, for example, developing multiple income streams. This one is the one I'm personally focused on right now. The ultimate long-term financial goal, of course, is funding a comfortable retirement. It's never too early to get the ball rolling with regular automatic deposits in tax-advantaged investments accounts. I mean, it's hard to beat dollar-cost average investing over a period of 30 to 40 years. Let's be honest here. But other long-term financial goals could include living debt-free, paying off your mortgage, taking a lengthy once-in-a-lifetime trip, getting your kids through college debt-free, building an estate that would give your youngsters options in life, or leaving a legacy to a favorite nonprofit. Let's go to step 3. Make it specific. Determine how much money you need to reach your goal, and separate that amount by the month and or year. This goes directly linked to your specific goal, of course. Think about the previous 2 steps and set a realistic number. You can always optimize it along the way. No worries about that. But getting the number right, it is important, because that's going to influence your timeline and the amount of money you need to save or invest per month or year. So take time to realistically calculate that number, that amount of money you need. Step 4. Make it measurable. Think of all the ways you can reach that goal. Include saving, cutting expenses, earning extra money with side hustles, for example, or finding additional resources. Decide which is the best combinations of ways to reach your goal and write them down. And probably analytical protectors here and prudently ambitious personalities will say to me, "Hey, Susanna, But what if there is an economic downturn? What if circumstances change? It's not just the number that matters in setting your financial goals, it's the process itself, it's establishing good habits. If you adhere to consistent saving patterns, you've set yourself up for success. And I'm going to say back that I agree 100% with them. It is all about your habits, your behavioral finance towards these achieving goals. And with that, let's reach to the final step. Step 5, make it achievable. All of that might sound daunting, but it's best to set incremental goals. Prioritize them to achieve them realistically. And after accomplishing some of the easier goals, you gain confidence in your decision making, and that provides motivation to achieve the more difficult targets that require more time and more discipline. I'm an engineer, as and I always say, I like to break down the problems into simple ones. Because if you start thinking about it, a problem usually has smaller problems that constitutes that big issue that we are trying to tackle. So sit down with yourself and make this exercise. Think about a financial goal. And then think about two other goals or three other goals within this big financial goal. And do that process again. Do it 5 times. And with all these, let's say, mini or small financial goals, set up a roadmap. And with that roadmap, start achieving one after one. That will give you confidence. And that will give you the motivation and the discipline you need to achieve that super big, even maybe scary financial goal. Okay, let's rewind and summarize what we have learned. The Financial Goals 101 framework has 5 steps and it will help you achieve your financial goals. Step 1, make it relevant. Sit down with yourself and figure out what really matters to you. Step 2, make it timely. Decide if the financial goal is something you want to achieve in the short term, medium term, or long term. Step 3, make it specific. Evaluate your goal in a quantitative way and define one number, one amount of money that will make you say, yes, now I have achieved it. Step 4, make it measurable. Decide which is the best combination of ways to reach your financial goal and monitor your progress with, for example, KPIs. Step 5, make it achievable. Divide this goal into smaller, easy to tackle goals and create your own roadmap. Before going on with the last part of this episode, where I give you a piece of my own personal thoughts on financial goals, I want to say big thanks to George for buying me a coffee. I am really thankful because doing this podcast is giving me so much energy, but of course sometimes it gets hard with combining it with my full-time job. So I really, really appreciate that you bought me a coffee. And if you want to buy me a coffee, you can do so by going to buymeacoffee.com/sayyestofire. I'll highly appreciate it and you will have a shout out in the next episode. So this is the part where I give you my honest opinion. You probably won't make perfect linear progress towards achieving any of your goals. But the important thing is to be consistent. If you are hit with an unexpected car repair or medical bill 1 month and can't contribute to your, for example, emergency fund, but have to take the money out instead, don't beat yourself up. I mean, that's why the fund is there for. Just get back on track as soon as you can and everything is going to be okay. The same is true if you lose your job or you get sick. You have to create a new plan to get through that difficult period. And you may not be able to pay down debt or save for retirement during that time. But you can resume your original plan or perhaps a revised version of it when you come out on the other side. That's the beauty of financial planning. You can review it and update your goals and monitor your progress in reaching them throughout your life. and your life's ups and downs. And in the process, you will find that both the small things you do on a daily and a monthly basis and the bigger things you do every year, for example, and over the decades, will help you achieve your financial goals. And probably, and I most hopefully think so, your financial independence and retiring early. So, I hope you are energized and ready to beat that financial goal you're trying to achieve for years. I want to finish this episode by telling you a bit about the next episode, which is going to be a Discover episode. I am bringing a very special guest all the way from Indonesia. She is deep into the blockchain world and she is going to explain us all about NFTs and what she's doing with relation to art. So tune in and see you next time.
You've been listening to the Say Yes to Fire podcast. Consider yourself enriched. For the latest, go to SusannaSayYes.nl. That's Susanna, SELLES.nl. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share. Remember, sharing is caring. Till next time.